This is Passport to Texas. If you find yourself in a nostalgic or contemplative mood, you'll get particular enjoyment from February's issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Editor Louie Bond.
I think in February we have some real treats for you, and two in particular really stand out. The first is a very lyrical piece by Russell Graves, who grew up along the Bodark Creek, and he and his brother spent many happy years there hunting and fishing and exploring and doing all those great things little boys do. And now the creek is being flooded to provide a reservoir, and he and his brother have taken one last trip down the creek and chronicled it with words, photographs, and even film. They're going to make a little documentary out of it. So we're bringing you the words and the photos, and on our website some of the documentary work as well. While you're curled up in your armchair, if you'd like a little more to read, there's a special legend, lore, and legacy on John Winter, who was a real Renaissance man around the turn of the 20th century, avid outdoorsman who also happened to be a spectacular photographer. We came across these wonderful photographs, and we knew there was a story behind the photographs, and our own John Jefferson, who's quite a Renaissance man himself, really was fascinated by John Winter. And so it's interesting, the take of a Renaissance man from one century chronicling the Renaissance man of a previous century.
Thanks, Louie. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.